Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Randy Bowers. Randy, you did have some severe weather move through on Saturday, and it sounds like some tornadoes touched down. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We had an unstable atmosphere, and we had some shear in the atmosphere. And so when the thunderstorms developed, they caused some problems, obviously. So we had some straight line wind damage, and then we ended up with a couple, or really three tornadoes that occurred just south of Indianapolis. And we were able to do some storm surveys today to sort of assess the damage and determine how strong they were.
Where did those happen exactly?
Well, one of them was just to the west of Edinburgh in Johnson County. And that was the one that we ended up rating EF0. And then the other one was just to the east of Edinburgh in Shelby County, and we rated that one an EF1. And then there was another tornado that was in the far northeast part of Brown County, and that was rated an EF0.
Okay, what kind of damage did these cause? Were you guys able to figure that out?
Yeah, there was an assortment of damage. It was, for the most part, pretty minor. There was some minor structural damage. And then there were also some trees that were down and power lines. And fortunately, there was no significant damage as far as anything that was to cause injuries or fatalities or anything like that. We're very fortunate that we didn't have to deal with that.
Okay. And what about any, nobody was hurt or anything like that?
Right. No injuries, no fatalities that we heard of. And fortunately, the damage was fairly minor.
Looking towards this week, anything else that you got in terms of possible rain or severe weather that could come into the state again?
It looks like by the time we get to the middle part of the week, we'll have another storm system that moves in, and there'll be a lot of moisture with it. We'll warm up a little bit ahead of that, so probably some breezy conditions. South winds will pick up quite a bit on Wednesday, and then we'll see the next round of precipitation. In fact, that could start as early as Tuesday night, and then it would persist periodically through Wednesday and Thursday. So within that, there may be a period of more severe storms and tornadoes is what we saw with this past system. But, you know, this time of year, we have to watch it closely. That if there's enough instability and wind shear in the atmosphere, then we can certainly be dealing with the possibility of some strong to severe thunderstorms. But it just doesn't look like a widespread, significant severe weather outbreak at this point from the data that we are looking at now.
When you say EF0 and EF1, what kind of things go into that measurement, in terms of like what an EF0 or an EF1 tornado typically causes?
Sure, yeah. The EF0 tornadoes are typically when the winds are up to about 85 miles per hour with the tornado. So that's usually the lower end of the scale, and that's going to be fairly weak and not capable of any significant damage. It's difficult to have structures where the walls fail, and then, you end up with a significant damage in that sense. That usually is when you work your way up the scale to EF1, EF2, and especially by EF3. And our higher end of the scale is EF5. Those are very rare, obviously. We've only had, I think, three or four in history in Indiana that were that significant, fortunately. Those are the ones that usually cause substantial damage. But, yeah, EF0 up to 85 mile per hour winds. EF1 usually in that 86 to 110 mile per hour wind range. So we're lucky that we didn't have to deal with anything that was any higher than that. In fact, 110 mile per hour winds was the estimate with EF1 that we had in Shelby County.
Gotcha. And then also, temperatures cooler today. Are they warming up soon?
Gradually, it looks like. Today, they'll be still pretty cool, below normal for this time of year. We should be in the mid to upper 70s this time of year. And we're going to struggle to get to 70 today. Probably not going to quite get there. Upper 60s, it looks like. But then a warmer pattern arrives. The rest of the week will be in the 70s, it looks like. Mid 70s on Tuesday. And then that'll continue through the rest of the week with at least low to mid-70s. And, in fact, the warmest day looks like it'll be Wednesday, and we'll be close to 80 on Wednesday.
Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's everything.
He's meteorologist Randy Bowers with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Randy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.